Well, what's the dope this morning? Just waiting for Henry to get over here.
Not very much. The news is still pretty good. The columnists are all running their Conley speculations, but...
Vice president now, is it?
Yeah, vice president.
Well, you know, Tricia's going to go to Agnew's party tomorrow night. That'll
screw him up, though.
That's all right. Let him speculate.
Well, the Gallup poll came out yesterday showing Agnew as being the way...
Oh, sure.
Favorite choice of Republicans for vice president, way up from where he's been.
Of course.
Up, you know, 15 points or something.
Sure.
And Conley ties with Chuck Percy for fourth place.
Yeah.
At 8%.
Well, that's understandable. I mean, he's not a candidate in the Republican side. Where his strength would come if you put him in as a running mate. See, Agnew doesn't add to me, and then Conley does. That's the difference.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's right. They're basically still very positive on Schultz, very positive on the Conley.
Are they positive on Schultz?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And
positive on Conley.
So I think we're through that one in pretty good shape, except for, you know, some of the guys that will come in late. And
yeah, I'll let them screw
and shoot it
right,
down.
Right.
And the Washington Post runs itself up an editorial saying they certainly are doing some momentous things at the summit, and they
hope that I don't blow it.
Spend all the rest of the time saying, gee, it'd be terrible if it doesn't work out.
You mean work out why? Because of Vietnam?
Or anything else, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they just can't bring themselves to decide that it's a good thing all the way around.
That's nice.
But it'll be helpful if it does work out.
Yeah.
And that's
really confusing them, that summit thing, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? They don't know what the hell to do about it.
Completely.
Now, they all predicted it. I got Colson, and, you know, it shows you how these exercises work well. I said, now, look here. I want you to go back and read what the editorial writers, the columnists, and the commentators said immediately after the mining speech.
Right. He's pulling all
and
that
he's
out.
He's pulling it out, and he said, it's the goddamnedest thing he ever read.
Sure.
Remember, it's what Keogh said when he went back and read about Cambodia. He didn't realize that all
that's
these
right.
people were saying World War III, horrible thing, reckless.
That's right. And that's all there.
And then I said, now hammer them on it and get a speech made on it and so forth. In other words, make them eat their words, Bob. They have the luxury of just popping off and then...
Yep. And then being forgotten when
it
doesn't happen.
That's right. Nothing, how about anything further on the Wallace thing?
Just a lot of... confused attempt at trying to figure out what it really means. General conclusion that leaves the Democrats in a very difficult position.
Yeah.
And a lot of concern about how it, you know, where it all comes out. They're building him into a campaigning force.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to say, you know, even if he is paralyzed. And,
you mean he'll go out and campaign for McGovern, huh?
It'll be, and then there's some pretty good news out of Vietnam on the, you know, they're continuing their offensive actions out of the...
I guess tomorrow is the day we're supposed to get the bang on Con Tun because of
Ho
Chi Minh's birthday.
Yeah, but, well, that's what
we've been saying it for weeks, but maybe that's the day, but my point is that... they do it. I don't think that it's going to have all that much effect with us taking off the next day for the summit.
Nope.
Do you think so?
Nope.
I don't know. Con Tun might.
No, I think that it's been pretty well discounted anyway. And it's been expected to fall for a month now.
Yeah.
Day by day.
Do you have any further thoughts with regard to the visit to Wallace? What is he going over there? You don't know yet.
Don't know, and we'll have a better reading probably midday today.
All right.
Then I think we ought to figure out what we do.
Well, there is a possibility. You're going
to go to the other place.
You sent somebody out to look to see whether we could land near the other place and then drive to it.
Yeah, there's some possibilities, but it's a...
I think I wouldn't mind even doing that, you know, just land and, you know, near there in a parking lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then just get the hell over there.
Okay.
See him. How far is it from the White House, that other place?
Not very far. You could drive in from there after you Well, it's probably a little better than a half hour run.
Yeah. We see it might be just as easy to drive if you have to get the helicopter and go in, but we could. On the other hand, the helicopter has some advantages too.
Yep.
If you could get a helicopter that can land 5 minutes away, that's the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea of calling him is good, don't you? I've thought about it. If you just go out and call on him unexpectedly.
Yep.
Or do you?
Yep. No, I do. So.
Has anybody else seen him except his family? Doctors.
Some of his campaign people.
Oh, sure. But not Humphrey or McGovern and all that.
I don't believe so. That's not up to now.
Yeah. Well, that would pose a problem. Okay, fine, thank you.
Okay.